Good morning and welcome to the Harrisonville United Methodist Church. It's been such a blessing to listen to Carolyn Randall on the organ. How about one more time? Let's give God the glory for Carolyn Randall. And as Rev Kev mentioned before, this is her last regular Sunday, but don't worry, you still get a little more dose of Carolyn when you come back for our Christmas Eve worship experiences this week. On Wednesday is a traveler service, and then, of course, on the 24th for our traditional Christmas Eve worship experience. And you folks on YouTube are welcome to come in live and in person, or to just tune in on those times as well to join us for our celebration of the soon and coming King. We are here together to worship yet our last Sunday of Advent. What an exciting time as we get closer and closer to the birth of Jesus Christ. So let's take a few more moments, if we haven't already, and clear our hearts and minds as we listen to one more beautiful piece of music.
Morning, church.
Morning.
Morning, those online. Merry Sunday before Christmas. It is great to see all of you here today. We are now going to join together in a call to worship. The words will be on your screen. Come joy, lighten our spirits.
Come hope, lift us from despair.
Come peace, ease our frantic worry.
Come love, shine in all we do.
Come Jesus, be born in us.
Come Lord, set us free.
Come God,
rule in our hearts and teach us to sing with joy.
Amen. Now at this time we are going to be lighting a new light on our Advent wreath today, and I'm going to invite Shannon and Savea and Deb to come forward. Three generations of wonderful women, and by the way, a wonderful cookie decorator in Savea. You should see the cookie she decorated at our cookie event. Friends, today we are all about love, and as the family lights that wonderful candle, let us remember the love that is all this season, the love of the coming King. And you are free to light. Amen.
Oh, would you stand with me? We just talked about singing for joy. Would you stand with me? Let's do that very thing as we sing together. Hymn number 220, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Now we'll go to another Christmas favorite, Joy to the World, with just a little twist from our good Christian friend Chris Tomlin, who is a wonderful praise and worship writer. We've taken something old and put it together with something new and relatively new. It's been out there for a while, so maybe you've heard this before, but we encourage you to sing along to Joy to the World with nothing else. And there's a new chorus that Chris came out with, and it's been a few years now, but still, Joy to the World, Unspeakable Joy. Here we go, 2, 1, and... Sing along with me, will you? Here we go.
Joy to
Singing with joy going on here. Thanks for singing along, everybody. Have a seat, except for our children. We'd like to invite them to come on forward for children's time. So kids, come down front, and would you all sing with me that wonderful children's time song, Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Even when they're kind of hidden behind the piano today, but it's all right.
Good morning, everybody. I'm excited to see my mic works this week. I was starting to think Kip didn't like me and just kept giving me a dead one. Yeah. So today we're going to talk a little bit about promises. What's a promise? Leah?
A promise is when you promise, like, to give something back if they want to look at something.
That's a good, yeah, that you promise to do what you say you're going to do, right? Sometimes, have you made promises that you don't know for sure if you can keep? We have a no and a yes here. So sometimes do we say, oh, I promise I'm going to act better or something like that, and we don't always do it? I feel like Jordan's over here going, oh, don't call me out right now. I think that's happened to all of us sometimes, right? We have every intention of doing what we say that we're going to do. But who's somebody who's 100% always kept their promise to us?
Jesus and God.
That's right. Jesus and God. So what did Jesus promise to us, Isaac?
He promised to remove sin from our lives if he died on the cross.
And so we know that Jesus has promised us that he's coming back, right? Now we all have eternal life through him. So this week, I'm going to challenge you to think about the promises that you make to people. And if you can keep those promises, and remembering all of the things that Jesus has promised us, If we do the things that Jesus asked.
No.
Well, there's that definitive answer. So as we go forward in this week, we really need to think about the things that we say to people and how our words matter and our actions count and how it's so important to be kind, right? And loving and caring and really follow up on the things that we say that we're going to do. Will you pray with me today? Lord, as we go into this very, very busy week with open hearts and open minds, we know sometimes that our patience can be limited and that we try very hard to do all of the things for our family and friends and loved ones that we talked about. And we hope that you understand that in our hearts we have so much love for everyone and that you will look deep there and understand and help guide us to all of the things that we need to do to stay on our good paths. In Jesus' name we pray to you. Amen.
Leah, are you going to pray with me today? Are you all going to pray with me today?
Yes.
Well, then let's go to God in prayer. Loving God, you are love. We are created in your image. Lord God, in your love, restore us to your likeness. Holy God, we are grateful that you are love and that you love us. We ask, Lord, that you would remove any obstacle in the way of us, any of us, accepting your love. Let us live as one who is loved by fill our life with patience, patience with others, patience with ourselves. Fill our lives with kindness, kindness to others, and kindness to ourselves. O Holy One, remove jealousy and envy from our lives. Replace arrogance with learning. Replace pride with humility. Lord God, may we love you first. May we love ourselves for who we are and not for who others want us to be. May we love others for who they are and not who we want them to be. Help us to forgive, Holy One, and not carry hurts from our past. Help us, Lord, to seek justice for those who can't help themselves. Help us to never give up and always keep loving. Lord God, may we be loving more and more each day. May we love people like you love people. May we continually move people closer to you. Holy God, bless us with joy as we embrace the duty of loving others. Let us make no exceptions as who we love. Let our love be blind. And may we love like Jesus, sacrificing and giving our life for others. Lord God, on this day of love, we ask all these things. Now, Lord, filled with love, hear our voices together as we share these words of Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power. Glory forever.
And now let's sing together our hymn of reflection. It's number 230, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
At this time, we have our offering for this Sunday as we are really getting ready for our special music offering of our cantata. And so we have offering baskets that are in the middle of the aisles for those of you that are worshiping in-house. For those of you that are worshiping online, then you can give through our website or through the Tithely app. Or if you'd like to, you could send a check at P.O. Box 567 here in Harrisonville, 64701. Now, a word, if I could. You might have come in today and received these envelopes that says, My Christmas Offering. These are for your Christmas Eve offering. You might have received a letter in the mail from me. And in that letter, it might have said, please find enclosed a Christmas offering envelope. Jen and I worked hard. We got that letter created, we got it sent out, and then we saw a stack of these and said, well, hey. And so they're here for you today. If you'd like to pick one up, if you'd like to send that in. And again, for those of you worshiping online, we'll have a special way that you can give online as well. Friends, let us open our hearts now to some incredible music as we prepare our hearts of what we might give this day to the ministries of this church. Thank you.
praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
A loving God, on this day of love, we ask that you would receive these gifts in love. Lord, anoint them with our Holy Spirit so that in any way that this money is shared, both within these walls and outside this wall, that people would know of your great love, your wonderful, amazing, transforming love. Lord God, thank you for allowing us to be a part of living out that love in this offering, not only of our material gifts, but of ourselves, body and soul. Lord God, to you who is love, we give all of our love. To you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And you may be seated, please, everyone else. That was for the choir. I don't want everybody to come forward. That would be fun.
Well, they could.
So, friends, we've come together to give you a special time of worship through song this morning in the form of a very brief cantata. You know, we just started singing in the choir again here around Thanksgiving. So we've just been at this long enough to put together a nice short presentation of these songs about the coming and the birth of Jesus Christ. In true and traditional cantata style, if you are so moved that you want to give glory to God through applause, we ask that you wait to do that until the end of the cantata and not after each song. We'll just continue this as one almost continuous piece of music. So hold your glory to God applause until the end of the cantata if you feel so moved to give it at all. But now we hope that you enjoy, sit back, relax, and enjoy our very brief Harrisonville United Methodist Church choir cantata. It's a quiet night on the hills outside Bethlehem. A handful of shepherds are doing what they've done for years, tending their sheep and protecting their flocks. Without their knowledge, the world has just changed forever. The ordinary has become extraordinary, and the commonplace has become holy. A child has been born, and history will never be the same.
Thank you.
from the book of Luke. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus."
Wasn't that awesome? Friends, this is a major step. Last year at this time, we were not able to cantata. Now we're able to cantata, and what can we say? It is good to hear these amazingly talented people. I'm thankful that I can hide behind them back there. There you go. Friends, I want you to come up and to greet the choir afterwards and love them and just share them how much you appreciate their gift of song. I have a few announcements for us today. We've got Christmas Eve services coming on Friday and on Wednesday. I'm going back in time here, so we want to invite you to make sure you come to that. There's a youth Christmas party, and right now, there's something else that's going on. Where'd she go? Being tricky. Carolyn Randall, as your pastor and as your brother in Christ and as your friend, I honor the vow not to make a big deal in here, so we're going to make a big deal out there. Will you take my arm? And we are all going to sashay into the hub, and we are going to party. So come and let's celebrate this woman's last Sunday with us. Come. You can all get up now and come on. Oh, George, we're going to pass by you.